Revoice Podcast Network. The mic is ours.
Don't you dare disobey.
Oh, we gotta count off.
Okay.
Don't you dare disobey me, Coraline.
Hey guys. Hey. And welcome to Revoice Reviews, a brand new podcast by the Revoice Network. Yeah. We'll be reviewing movies for you guys. My name is Caroline.
I'm Carly.
And I'm Clara.
And we'll be your hosts for today. Clara, what movie did you pick for us?
Today I picked Coraline. A classic fall movie. A little creepy, but we'll get into that later.
This personally was my first time watching, so I had a lot of I was very open-minded coming into it, but I did know that it was scary.
And I've already seen this movie a while ago, and I don't like watching this movie.
I knew about the movie. I just never wanted to watch it hikey because the buttons. Yeah, they scared
me. Button-eyes.
The button eyes scared me, but I was open-minded. You know, I feel like I've mustered a kind of okayness to horror and scary movies, mm-hmm. So I was okay with it.
So at the beginning, she's with her mom, she's with her dad, she's moving to a new house, she's so excited. Not really excited. She didn't want to move there. She met a guy, and his name is YB, and he's her neighbor. And he's like, whoa, that's cool, there's another kid. She has this tumultuous relationship with her parents because they work all the time, and so they don't really pay her any attention. She finds this closet in her door after YB gives her a doll.
A creepy doll. The doll leads her to the secret door, too.
Mm-hmm. Mind you, dressed exactly like her, looks mm-hmm. like her. I don't know why she took that doll.
Only difference, button eyes.
Right. But the second she opened that door, I knew it was over. I had no hope.
After that, she goes into this alternate universe where her parents actually care about her hikey. And she is given a lot of attention. Her dad's very eccentric, mm-hmm. and he's having fun. He's wearing colorful outfits, and her mom's very loving and takes care of her and cooks dinner as well. It seems a dream world in a way, what she would want her reality to be. She continues falling deeper and deeper into the world and really wanting to stay there until she's given a choice to stay, but at the cost of her eyes becoming buttons.
But don't worry, guys, she saves the day, she saves all the kids' souls. Saves her parents as well, because her parents get trapped in the button world in a snow globe.
Oh yeah, they're freezing down there.
Don't worry. The other mother turns into a spider, and it's really creepy.
I think that's my most terrifying memory, as a kid, is seeing her turn into that spider and crawl and try to grab at her legs. No. Terrifying. Never going into crawl spaces, I will say.
One thing I didn't understand, one thing I want to say that I don't like is, after she saved her parents, did not care about her still.
They didn't care.
And she was, expected to be okay with that.
That's, I think, why at the end of the movie, I was what is the theme? Is it, you accept what you can't change? I don't know, I wish her parents, did, kind of learn or understand her, because the reason why she was wanted to go back there was because she genuinely felt the attention and love she was missing from her family. So it's just for them to be whatever, what do you mean we got snow on our clothes and it magically melts away? I'm okay. So you still don't care really that much about mm-hmm. Coraline that.
What was the resolution? Yes, she got out of dying, but also she didn't get her parents to love her. That's crazy.
I guess it's sacrificing? I don't know, because I mean...
Because she did also get the souls of the other, button children.
That's true.
They were freed.
One of the few critiques I have about the movie is, I wish it was just, they actually, changed the parents' perspective on, things and, kind of allowed, have, an open dialogue. I don't know.
Yeah.
Something to sort of showcase, hey, you don't have to go back to an alternate universe. You can be in this reality and have what you want.
Well, is there anything that anyone really, really liked about the movie?
I think my favorite scenes were the garden scene.
I would say the garden as well was like one of my favorite scenes because I think it was just visually, like seeing all the flowers bloom, seeing like the bugs and everything. I think it was really nice. And I think like the first initial time she went in, I think it was just like, I don't know, it was a nice vibe. Like, it was very comforting. And I think it was just like seeing like the birthday cake she had, and like, it was a very nice family, like, you know, dynamic, especially like the colors, like seeing like visually the difference between like reality versus this new reality. Like, it was like pale and very like kind of like dark in a way. Like, there wasn't a lot of color, but then going into like an alternate universe where it was very vibrant and like very warm and welcoming, which, yeah, it was just nice.
When she goes into that room and it's kind of like circusy, I felt like that part was a really great moment of the film as well. So like anytime they were in the garden or when they like went with the cat to go see all of that, I thought that was a really cool part.
Something that I really liked about the film, one of my favorite scenes, I would say would probably be right when she was turning into, the other mother was turning into her like spider self when she was like revealing her true self to Coraline. It was really creepy, but when she started like turning the floor into like spider webs and dropping Coraline, the stop motion like animation was just like so good. It was just beautiful visuals, no matter how creepy it was. That was like one thing about, and I mean the entire movie, that I really loved. Like, it was so visually beautiful.
Yeah, the spider web, yes. For me personally, I feel like it kind of was like a, like as a spider like trying to lure your prey in. And so I think just like the mother, she was trying to lure Caroline in by like understanding like, oh, like you want to be loved, you want attention, so like she was just luring her in emotionally. And so I think that's just like how the spider web plays into it, and like how her being a spider plays into it.
I think there was like slight foreshadow from the cat. It's, he said, "You probably think this world is a dream come true, but you're wrong." And he like foreshadowed the whole thing. So love the cat.
Yeah, I love the cat too. Like when he started talking, his voice really threw me off, but I did like the cat. Mm-hmm. I loved him the whole time. Overall ratings. What would you rate this out of like 5 stars maybe?
5. Okay.
I would say 4 out of 5.
Okay.
Just because the theme, like just that whole, the ending I think threw me off. So that's the only point I'll take off, but 4 out of 5. Pretty good movie.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, don't hate me. I don't hate the movie, so I'm gonna just rate the movie and my feelings aside. The movie, great. The person who made it, awesome. The people who worked behind the scenes on it, great. Terrifying movie. Wouldn't recommend to watch, but it is a solid 4.5. 4.5,
yeah.
I would say.
Yeah, I said 3.5 or 4 out of 5 stars. I said, I think I know it's a classic for a reason. Extra nice rating because it took me so long to watch finally. I would take off a couple points just because, like, it's made for kids, but I don't know if, like, I think if I watched this as a kid, it would really, really scare me.
It would freak me out.
So I think I would say recommended for children, maybe like, you got to be at least over 10. Am I too woke for saying that, guys?
I don't think so.
Woke friend right here, guys. You have to be 10 to watch.
No, like, what 5-year-old is going to be sitting there, like, watching that?
I
especially with the button eyes. And
I know, like, they're trying to, like, sew the eyes. Mm-hmm. No, thanks.
No, literally, when, like, the mother, like, just becomes taller and taller, her body changes. I literally was like, like. Yeah.
Oh, the other thing, when this last, like, spider hand crawled out of the door when it was locked and they had to break it with a rock at the end. Mm-hmm. Yep.
No.
That was creepy.
No. Guys, stay safe out there. That's what Coraline's message is, honestly. Stay safe. Like,
don't go into creepy doors.
No, literally.
Please don't go into creepy doors. Don't take dolls from people.
Do not, especially if they look like you, do not take dolls from people.
Stay away from buttons. Don't put buttons near your eyes.
Literally.
Sometimes you don't need your parents' love. You just need to not die. So,
yeah.
Theme was realized, actually. Yeah, you know what? 4.5. 4.5.
Yes.
Recommend.
That was pretty solid. Really great fall time movie. Don't forget to follow us on Revoice Network on Instagram or at revoicenetwork.vcu on TikTok. And
it'll be out there soon.
We'll see you soon.